it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Jerry's there, too, still, I think, unless he's oozed out the door. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of being mentioned. Well, exhale. That's the way it goes sometimes. In today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the devices, the platforms, various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the network. Christmas is right around the corner. If you are looking for a device, nobody better to talk to you about it than Mr. Joe Spano.
Well, I ain't going to teach you how to shop for a device today for Christmas or Hanukkah, but what I will do is tell you how you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via any of a myriad of devices, and it starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. Then there's the apps, Bob. We talk about them all the time. iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And then finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces listen to all the programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, most notably the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, we've talked about the Army-Navy experience, everything about that. If that didn't reinforce how we feel about the American Forces Radio Network, nothing will. These guys and girls, particularly at the holidays, are away from home. They're lonely. Whether they're international or here serving at home, they're not able to always get back to the family. So the fact they're hearing us, maybe we're giving them a little bit of comfort at this time of year, is very, very important to us.
With Monday Night Football, that's going to dominate the early portion of hour number one, and then we'll get rolling from there. But that's how we'll start it next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256. The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You don't want to go to the chair, do you?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Newton deep to the end zone, wide open. Touchdown, Ted Ginn. First and goal, Washington from the 5. Robert Kelly, the running back. Kelly pulls to the end zone. Touchdown! Panthers show blitz and bring it. And Cousins lost the ball. It's recovered by Carolina, and he's down just shy of the goal line. The fullback in front of Jonathan Stewart. This time a pass. Tolbert's open in the flat. Extends the ball. Touchdown, Panthers!
Well, that's a quick highlight package that tells the story of the Monday Night Football matchup between the Carolina Panthers and the Washington Redskins. Panthers prevail in that one 26-15. Those highlights are courtesy of ESPN. Sean McDonough on the call. Bob and C, the great job. I kept Chucky out of the entire 30-second package. I'm very, very proud of myself. No grunts, no groans, no nothing.
Senior editor. You're in charge.
You know, real quick, before we get into this Monday night matchup, let's set the table, and then we'll start knocking everything down. As I said at the back end of the last segment, NFL going to be the focus for the early portion of our number one, particularly the Monday night football matchup. You know, the game itself, all the takeaways, storylines, what it means to each team. Then at 40 after hour one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, Jarvis Greer, color analyst for the Memphis Tigers Football Radio Network, WREC 600 AM out of Memphis, will join us and we'll preview the Boca Raton Bowl. We know the weather will be nice. The small little stadium down at Florida Atlantic University will be packed, because even if you don't want to see what's going to be a very entertaining football game, you've got palm trees and a view of the Atlantic Ocean from the stadium, a pretty darn cool place to watch a football game. And this will be one of those non-high-profile bowls, that's going to be a compelling game. Both of these teams can flat-out score.
Yep, lots of points.
And, you know, it's going to be a lot of points scored, a lot of fun. Their defenses bring a lot of different looks, and both teams have special teams that are impactful as well. So we'll dive into that bowl, the Boca Raton Bowl, at 40 after hour, number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time with Jarvis Greer. From there, we'll tie up some loose ends with the NFL, any news. We'll take a look at the playoff picture. Then to kind of finish up, we'll get into a story that's really been making the rounds of late. And it's college football players that look like they're going to be drafted in the first couple of rounds of the NFL draft, choosing to, after they've declared for the draft, choosing to sit out their team's bowl game. And me and you will mix it up and weigh in with our thoughts on that. So that's pretty much the rundown for this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And we probably should head right out to Landover, Maryland, and dive into the Panthers' 26-15 victory over the Redskins on Monday Night Football. And I'll tell you, when I watched this football game, the respective defenses were the story of this football game. Carolina brought their defense in a major, major way, getting pressure on Kirk Cousins, forcing turnovers, and stifling the Redskins' run game. And in turn, that very limited Washington Redskins defense could do nothing, giving up 438 total yards to the Panthers, allowing Newton to throw for 300 and the Panthers to run it for a buck 48, Bob. So to me, the differences and the stark differences between these two defenses, to me, that was the story of this Monday night matchup.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, what a horrible loss for the Washington Redskins, losing at home to a team that, you know, when I was previewing this yesterday, I really wanted to see how Carolina came out and whether or not they were kind of giving up on the season because they have no hope of the playoff this season, and whether or not they were giving up on their coach. And the answer was in the affirmative on the first and in the negative on the second. They came out prepared. They came out ready. Cam's shoulder, from all appearances, was not giving him any problems. Their defense, there being Washington, is not particularly good. Cam was able to shred it to a very big degree. And when it came time to make big plays, the Carolina Panthers made them. The Washington Redskins didn't, including one amazing drop by DeSean Jackson where he literally looked like Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, well, Ted Ginn had his share of those as well.
Well, true, but I mean, on the deep side, you know,
yeah.
Right.
No, you're right. And it's funny, you talk about Cam Newton and his shoulder, and you look at the numbers and some of the throws he made, and you say, well, that shoulder's not bothering him. You know, it was bothering him. He was in pregame warm-ups, he was shaking it out constantly during the game. After the few times that he was hit, he was shaking it out. That shoulder is not 100%, but despite his incredible, you know, but despite that, because of his incredible physical abilities, he's able to overcome something that I'm not sure every quarterback around the NFL could, because you can tell he's having issues with that shoulder, and he's gutting this out, and he's going to be gutting it out the rest of the way. I don't know if there's surgery in the future on that shoulder, and I doubt it, but I certainly think come the end of this season, there's going to be a lot of rest, as he is laboring with that shoulder. But believe it or not, when you watch him throw the football and you see the results, you can't tell. It's just when you watch the game and you see him deal with it and how he's shaking it out and doing different things of that nature, that's when you realize that he is having issues with that shoulder.
Well, you know, the big physical dude that he is, people just think that he's indestructible. But let's not forget, he's getting hit by guys his size and bigger on a regular basis, and he takes a pounding. You know, we've talked about it throughout the season as to whether or not it's justified for the complaining that he's done and his coach has done as to whether or not a lot of them are clean hits or not. But with that being said, he does show up in games that it guts it out every single game. And, you know, to give credit to Cam, I'm sure he could have very easily gone to Coach Rivera and said, you know, Coach, I'm not up to this game. Put in Derek Anderson and let him go with this. My shoulder's really killing me. To his credit, he didn't, and Washington paid the price.
Especially after he got dinged up early. If you go back and look at this game, he took a couple of hits early, and after getting swallowed up and smacked around, he came up shaking that shoulder and wincing, and they actually called a timeout, and he went back on the field, and we never even saw Derek Anderson have to come in for one play during this game because of the issues that Cam was having with the shoulder. So let's give him a lot of credit there. You're absolutely right. But let's go to this game, and we talked about what Carolina did right. And they really did everything right on both sides of the ball. Nice run-pass balance, 37 passes, 33 runs, 148 yards on the ground, 300-yard passing game for Cam when you factor in the two sacks for 10 yards, 290 yards passing for the Panthers, 438 total yards. They dominate time of possession, 34-39, almost 35 minutes. So their offense did everything you could have wanted against a Washington defense that's flat out not very good. And defensively, you're starting to see something with the Panthers over the last few weeks. As you said, it's a lost season. They're not technically eliminated from playoff competition, but they're not making the playoffs. We all know that. But early in the year, their defense struggled so much because their secondary was awful. Josh Norman gone, bringing in a bunch of young new guys. Well, young DBs, particularly young corners, don't hit the ground running right away. It takes part of, if not all of, your rookie year. You're starting to see those young corners play much better football. And as a result, it's giving that front seven, which is great at getting after the quarterback, time to get there. And we saw this pass rush harass Kirk Cousins all game long, and we saw that front seven completely stifle the run. So in what's been a lost 2016, Cam's been banged up. The offense didn't take the steps forward that we expected. The defense for big chunks of the season has struggled. There are some things that, as of late and in this game, that make you a little excited about 2017. Maybe the secondary is not the abject weakness that it was this season, and that helps that defense rebound to its 2015 Super Bowl form. And offensively, maybe this offense, they get healthy. They don't have all the offensive line woes. They have another offseason through the draft and free agency to add additional pieces. And maybe they take the step forward in 2017 that we expected them to take in 2016. And all of a sudden, the Panthers are right back in the thick of things in a National Football Conference playoff race.
No question about it. We should continue it on the other side.
We will, Bob. Next up, we'll continue, you know, breaking down the Monday Night Football matchup, go through all the ramifications, and we'll talk about the hit on Cam Newton. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What do you think we are, a bunch of stiffs?
We'll leave those private conversations to ourselves. You're back with The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. We're discussing last night's Carolina Panther-Washington Redskins game in which Carolina prevailed. And Joe, I know you don't agree with me on this because we've had discussions about this before, but I talked about the fact that I wanted to see which Carolina team showed up and whether or not they were willing to perform. And they did, and they were positive on all counts. Because there's a weird dynamic in that locker room sometimes, and I feel like there's a disconnect sometimes between Cam and the team and Cam and the coaching staff. But then he takes leadership like he did yesterday, and you can see why everybody wants to rally around him because of the fact he's so damn skilled, and he had him in a Super Bowl. But I did feel, had there been a blowout, not that it necessarily would have happened, but there would have been discussion about Ron Rivera and his job because of the weird dynamic that goes on down there. Now they sit at 6-8, and they do have a possibility to finish at 500. And at the end of the season down in Tampa, they have an opportunity to wreck Tampa Bay's season, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do it.
Yeah, that, you know, Bob, if they finish 8-8, and they knock off Tampa Bay and upset their playoff chances, or they play hard, finish out 7-9. I don't think Ron Rivera's job is in jeopardy, and I think they can build upon what's been a lost year, and in some ways not a surprising lost year in that we talk about it many times. We're not scientific about it, but there's post-Super Bowl loser hangover.
Yeah,
the team that loses the Super Bowl has these issues every year. And when we were previewing the season, we talked about the fact that there was a very good chance, despite some of the things we expected that could happen for Carolina, that they would have this post-Super Bowl loser hangover, and they have. Their offense didn't grow. Not only did it not grow, it regressed. The running game wasn't there. Cam didn't take the next step. This group of receivers with the return of Kelvin Benjamin did not take the next step. Maybe that next step comes in 2017. I could see them trying to get some younger running backs to complement the aging but effective Jonathan Stewart. Add another receiver to the mix to give that offense the potential to be that much more explosive on the outside in the passing game. The fact that the young corners are starting to come into their own. That front seven is already very good, and perhaps they have an opportunity to add depth there. So I could see them building upon a lost 2016 and really trying to build upon the success they've had in 2014, 2015, and in 2017 in what's been in many ways a wide-open NFC, again, devoid of a truly great team. Maybe the Carolina Panthers jump right back into this thing in 2017. A strong finish again. Momentum from year to year, I don't necessarily buy, but a strong finish to galvanize some things and get some good things on film with this team. If they have a good offseason, I think they'll be right back in it, but I do think they need to add some pieces. You know, as for Washington, you know, it was a game. When you look at this football game, their offense was flat the entire game. The defense... You can't even call the defense flat. Their defense just is not very good.
Correct.
And they go as far as their offense will take them. Well, to be blunt about it, their offense didn't take them very far in this game. They were behind the eight ball the entire way and chasing. And the realities are, this game wouldn't have been this close, but for, despite the fact that it looked like Carolina did everything right on paper, and in the game they did in many ways do everything right, the Panthers left a lot of points on the board in this game, settling for field goals off of turnovers and having long drives bogged down and having to settle for field goals. Had they finished a couple of more drives with touchdowns, we're all turning this game off after three quarters, as the fourth quarter is completely anticlimactic and the Redskins aren't in this game. The score in some ways does not tell the whole story. The Washington Redskins on both sides of the ball played like they were in quicksand and got played in every outplayed in every phase on both sides of the ball and in special teams by the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, that's a very fair assessment all the way around. And just to be completely clear on this, winning yesterday's game and showing up the way they did, any questions in my mind that I had about Rivera were alleviated. He's coming back next year. Had they gotten blown out, I would have raised the question yet again. But, you know, to speak to what you were saying, you're 100% right. And, look, we know Washington is a very flawed football team. But with that being said, that's also where a great quarterback needs to put the team on his shoulders in a key situation, which is exactly what this was. with Tampa Bay losing to Dallas, they had complete control of their own destiny within the playoffs. Their defense, they're not very good. So if they get exposed a little bit, and like you said, Carolina could have made it much worse. They left a lot of points on the field. That's one thing. But that offense needed to step up on the shoulders of Kirk Cousins. This is why people have reservations about Kirk Cousins. And he didn't get it done. And I'm not putting this all on him. But the fact is, when you have weakness on your team, it has to be compensated in one particular area. The great ones do it. The very good ones are inconsistent about it.
Well, and now as a result, playoff chances on life support. Here's where they're fortunate in some ways. If they win out, they're going to need some help. But the chances of them winning out may be pretty good. Because they're at the Bears on Christmas Eve in a 1 o'clock tilt. Bears are playing hard, but they're just not very good. Matt Barkley's been a pleasant surprise, but again, even in Chicago, the Bears just aren't very good. So that's a very winnable game for the Washington Redskins. And then the season finale is at home against the New York Giants. Now, by this time, the Cowboys may have locked up the number one overall seed in the NFC East crown. And the Giants may have locked up the top wild card spot. So basically, the Giants may not be playing for anything either, but pride. And when you're going to the playoffs and you're starting your playoff run the following week, you're not playing for any pride. You're resting everybody. The right. Giants may end up in week 17 playing a game that looks an awful lot like the fourth exhibition game of the season. And that may help the Redskins in that they may be able to do their part from here and run the table and get those 9 wins to go with the 6 losses and a tie. The realities are that may not be enough because of this loss. So they have a chance to win out. They still may need help. That's the realities from the teams in front of them. And, you know, it's one of those where now we watch from here. But a win here, with those other two remaining games on their schedule, based on how everything could play out, would have put them in a very good position to find their way into the NFC playoffs. Now, they still have a chance to win out, and a very good one, but now they're still going to need some help, Bob, and
yep,
that's the
exactly
problem.
Right. And at points again at that game in the last game of the season down in Tampa, they could get that help right there, but we'll see how it plays out.
Exactly right. You want to get to? We have time to get to the hit on Cam Newton.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because that's the other thing from this game, really, and it's the controversial hit on Cam Newton. Couple observations from me. I'll let you run with it, and then as time permits, we'll spend about 30 seconds hearing from Cam Newton. You know, I watched this and in real time. Didn't look like a penalty to me. I didn't see forcible contact to the head or neck. As Walt Coleman, the referee for this crew, stated after the game, Cam went into a slide late. And Trent Murphy did not make forcible. There was some contact to the head, but with the late slide and him as a runner, that has to be forcible contact to the head or neck.
Right.
It wasn't that. So in real time, I look at this, it's not a penalty. I even look at it on the replay, and I think the decision not to throw the flag was the right one. Here's the rub, though. You know, Cam doesn't get the benefit of that penalty. But if it's Breeze, it's Brady, it's Rodgers, it's Eli, I guarantee they throw that flag. Cam is treated differently. We've watched it.
Oh, yeah, no question about it.
I don't know if it's conscious, subconscious, unconscious, whatever, you know, whatever term you want to use. He is treated different than the other quarterbacks in this league and is not afforded the same level of protection. The realities are, I think the officials got this right all the way around. I also think if it was a different quarterback, they would have gotten it wrong all the way around. And
well,
because I don't think Cam's afforded the same protections because of his size and his proclivity for running the football. It's not fair, but it is what we're seeing.
Yep, and I think that's a pretty fair assessment. You know, look, Walt Coleman said after the game, he went into his slide late. The defender tried to go over the top. As you said, it wasn't any forcible contact, you know, at least not intentional. And again, because of the fact we've been talking about this all year, that's also part of the issue as well. You know, it's always talked about. So the officials are conscious of not making the call, but they're also conscious of not overcompensating and making sure they don't give a call where there shouldn't be one made.
I think that's fair all the way around. So for me, actually in this case, the officials got it right. I'd just like to see him treated the same way all these other quarterbacks are treated. But they got it right this time, right down to the taunting. You know, he thought he was getting the penalty. He was all happy and flipped. He throws the football. And, well, he costs his team. Doesn't cost them much because they win the game. We'll revisit this a little more at the back end of our number one. But we're going to switch gears here. We're going to talk college football, specifically the Boca Raton Bowl with Jarvis Greer, color man, for the Memphis Tigers Football Radio Network next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano, and Jarvis Greer, hopefully here in just a couple minutes. But want to continue along with Cam until we get him?
Yeah, sure. Let's dive in and let's kind of finish this up. I don't really have a lot beyond what we talked about in the last segment in that. Hey, you know, I thought the officials handled this correctly and called this properly last night, despite what Jerry Austin said in the booth. I just flat out didn't agree. You know, I don't think there was forcible contact to the neck and head. I like the call that the officials made all the way around. Again, and I think you're in accord with me, Cam Newton's not treated like the other great quarterbacks around this league. He doesn't get that quote-unquote star treatment. It is a miscarriage of justice. But the realities are last night they got it right. He needs to be better, and he needs to not throw that football and taunt. You know, in a situation where the opposition's playing better, him not being able to hold his water could prove very, very costly,
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah,
now,
and
that's the realities.
He even said it was a pretty stupid thing for him to do. But
yeah.
You know something? I also believe that in the off season, when the rules committee sits down and everything else, it's something they're not going to address it directly and put in a CAM rule, as it were. But I'm sure they're going to have discussion on making sure that the officials become a little more aware of the fact that even though the guy is 6'6 and 260 pounds, that he still is a quarterback. And they're going to have to make sure that they're getting that right and recognize that even though he can take the pounding and he does initiate a lot of contact, on those instances where he doesn't initiate the contact, they need to be judicious and recognize the fact that he needs to be treated like Tom Brady, like Aaron Rodgers, like Tony Romo, and make sure that these guys are accountable for the hits they're laying on this guy.
Well said, Bob. And let's hear from Cam, because we talked about how he needs to be better, and he needs to understand the game, the situation, and that the carping and the whining and all the other stuff isn't going to make it better. In some cases, it only causes resentment, and on some subconscious level, it only makes it worse on him. And we'll hear about 30 seconds of Cam right now. This is from his press conference after the game on the hit and his reaction and everything else. Perfect. I love when things don't fire.
I got to be better than that. That just can't happen on my part. You know, I just have to let the referees, you know, do their job. And I thought it was a questionable hit, but yeah, I can't. You know, I can't throw the ball at a person. I know that's against the rules too. So obviously, I couldn't run to the sideline. I was sliding, and you know, I'm not going to beat the dead horse, man. So. I can't retaliate in that way. I'm better than that. I know I am, and you know, I can't jeopardize that type of play for my team.
That's it in a nutshell, Bob. There's not a thing that we can add beyond what he said. I'm not going to beat a dead horse about the difference of treatment that I get compared to the others, because it's not just perceived. It's real. That's number one. Number two, I have to be better. I can't break the rules as well. You know, and it's going to cost my team and put my team in a bad position. So I thought this go around at this press conference, despite that terrible hat, I thought Cam handled this properly, and he said all the right things, and he stood up to the questioning well. I don't know if it means he actually understands, but he said all the right things, and that's really all we can go on. As you said, hopefully the league at some point starts to realize, hey, he's a quarterback too. As you said, he does initiate a lot of contact, and when he's a runner, treat him like a runner. But the realities are, he is a quarterback, and a lot of times he's not treated like a quarterback. Let's give him the same treatment that we give Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, Eli Manning, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep, no question about it. And by the way, the outfit and the shoes and everything else, that was his homage to Craig Sager.
Absolutely. And, still another. You know, doesn't change the fact the hat's ugly.
No, this is true. Or Craig Seeger, as Ron said. But, you know, he founded the
Silver Bullet. No, are you serious?
He founded the Silver Bullet Band. You can't make it up.
Anyway. We are.
Anyway. But, look, it is a valid consideration. And again, one thing about the National Football League, and these are discussions that really are rarely held in other professional sports, is it's always fluid. The rules are always changing. You know, they're making adjustments on offense. They're making adjustments on defense, contact, the whole nine yards. You know, ever since the recognition of the league, Joe, that they needed to make sure that quarterbacks were protected, it's been a work in progress. And, I mean, you know, you and I are old enough, you look back at some of the old films where guys like Namath and Unitas and Y.A. Tittle, and they were getting killed by these defensive linemen on shots that you know, it wouldn't be it wouldn't be roughing the passer. It would be forfeit the game on these teams, you know. And I think it continues to evolve. And so long as they're willing to continue to do that, that's where you have to look at the referees and officiating in the league office and go, all right, they're trying to get it right. They don't always get it right, but they are trying.
Well said, Bob. Can't add a thing. You know, we can't have this game being played the way it used to because of the bigger, faster, stronger element of these athletes. And yeah, we've seen the results of this collision sport. So,
hey, it's the marquee guys. You don't want to lose them.
Right. As you said, the game is always evolving, and the NFL must evolve in order for it to survive or at least thrive in the fashion that it is now. What do you say we dive into the playoff picture a little bit here? And, you know, it's really, you know, through week 15, this playoff picture has really started to clarify a little bit. So we should probably at this point really dive in and explore that a little bit. And you start in the AFC where the New England Patriots are currently the number one seed. I think it's pretty likely they end up there. But most importantly for them, they can't finish lower than the 2 seed, which means they've earned that coveted first round bye and a home game prior to the AFC championship game. So all is good in New England, and they add Michael Floyd, who won't be much of a factor in the regular season, but you can rest assured by the divisional round of the playoffs, Michael Floyd will be a huge factor for the New England Patriots and yet another piece to that dynamic offense.
It's fair all the way around, man. It's, you know, Belichick grabs them and they always perform.
That's it. They keep their mouth shut because nobody is bigger than Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, or the system in New England.
That's it.
That said, the Raiders are back in the playoffs. They're currently the 2 seed, and I expect a game ahead of the Chiefs. I expect that they'll stay there, and they'll get, again, that coveted bye week and that coveted home game in advance of the AFC championship game.
Steelers, all the way around. But, I mean, you know, to say something there, though, Kansas City really blew it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they lost a game to Tennessee that they probably had no business losing. And I know you covered this yesterday. When you go back and look at that game, and I guess that's what you're referring to, they win that game and they're in the driver's seat and they have the 2 seed in the AFC. The realities are when you look back at that game, those are the type of games earlier this year that Tennessee lost. If you look at the blueprint for Tennessee defeats, and this is a blueprint for a lot of teams' defeats, but it seems to be more so for the Tennessee Titans. It's not about necessarily playing bad. There hasn't been one of these games where they've played abysmal football and their offense had 100 yards or some ridiculously low number for the entire game. Usually their defeats come from these crippling turnovers that turn into immediate or eventual points for the opposition. And that happened again in Kansas City.
Yep.
That coupled with an absolutely boneheaded decision to go for 2 late in the fourth quarter, they overcame all those things and the icing of the kicker on a field goal attempt that was no good to win that game. So I guess it's fair to say Kansas City blew it, number one. And number two, that Tennessee won a game they had no business winning and a game that this year they've never won using that formula.
Yeah. Even more important.
Yeah.
No, 100%. And you're right. I did talk about it yesterday. But, you know, head-scratching decisions. A lot of head scratching decisions
going for 2. And again, I think coaches lean on it too much. You know how I feel about going for 2. Only do it when it's absolutely necessary. Beyond that, there is no need.
What do I know?
Because everybody seems to go for 2 a lot.
Yep.
Pittsburgh Steelers, the number 3 seed. Again, this will most likely be decided on Christmas Day as the Steelers and Ravens will lock up in the second of their 2 matchups. And the winner of this will likely be the AFC North champions. If Pittsburgh wins, they go to 10-5, and, well, they've got it. If Baltimore wins, these teams are knotted up. and Baltimore would own the home field advantage, which means Baltimore wins on week 17, and the division is theirs, and the Steelers are likely out of the playoffs.
Yep. And both teams playing exciting football. As we talked about, Pittsburgh is not one of those teams you want to be meeting in the playoffs. They're firing on all cylinders right now, barring injury. And you know, look, you got two more to play. It's I would say they're still my pick to come out of the AFC.
You know, and I don't blame you for that. As everybody around the NFL's flawed, their offense is incredibly dangerous, albeit inconsistent at times. And defensively, very quietly over the last 4 or 5 weeks, they found a pass rush. They're better at stopping the run. They're very, very dangerous right now, Bob. Record doesn't indicate how good they really are. The number four seed, the Houston Texans at 8-6. Well, the Brock Osweiler era, everybody says it's over. It's not over yet. Not when you pay me $1 million and you $16 million. When you pay somebody $16 million, you tend to try and put them to work. And while Tom Savage was better than Osweiler had been, I don't know that he lit the world on fire on Sunday. But this is a four seed that defensively they're good. They're not great, despite what they showed against Jacksonville. They're good without J.J. Watt. Offensively, they're putrid. They're not dangerous. It's going to be classic Houston Texans. Yeah, we'll make the playoffs likely out of the AFC South because of their edge and tiebreakers. Although, now with both at 8-6. Well, here's the interesting. Now with both at 8-6 and the Titans playing them one more time, if everybody holds serve and Tennessee beats Houston, Houston goes home and Tennessee goes to the playoffs.
That's exactly right.
It gets real interesting here, and when you look at how these two teams are playing, I'm hard-pressed to find a way that Houston wins. So, that said, talk about a team that's done less with more. I mean, unfortunately, injury to J.J. Watt and Jonathan Joseph of late have curtailed the defense. But offensively, wow. There's too much talent to be this putrid, but the quarterback is awful, and Bill O'Brien finally pulls the trigger, at least in the short term, on Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, which he needed to do, Joe. And look, I'm in 100% accord with you. When you're paying that kind of money, first of all, I don't think anybody is of the opinion that Houston's going to have a deep playoff run unless all of a sudden Tom Savage turns into Tom Brady. But with that being said, they had to do it. They just were doing nothing on the offensive side of the ball, and they were in jeopardy of losing the entire season. It worked for 1 week. Key to me, which Cincinnati Bengal team shows up to face them this upcoming week?
Well, even the good one can only play one half of football. So
true.
They forgot there was a second half of their game against Pittsburgh. Otherwise, they might have upset Pittsburgh's season. That true. Said, Bob, we'll wrap up the AFC playoff picture as we wrap up Hour 1, and we'll carry the NFC playoff picture over to Hour 2. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
It's a very valid question. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sonny Roberto. And, you know, Joe, before we went to the break, I was pointing to that Cincinnati team. And, you know, we made a little bit light of it. But here's a very talented team that if they jump up on the Houston Texans, and Savage has to play from behind in that game. You know, he doesn't have very many, much experience, not too many reps, and it could cause a major problem for them. I mean, Cincinnati, they're not playing for anything. It's going to be all loosey-goosey. They could really disrupt the whole animal right there.
Nothing like a sociopath who's loosey-goosey in Vontaze Burfict, so that should be interesting. But that said, you know, and everybody talked about, well, Savage has an opportunity to play better. He came in unexpectedly. Here's the real rub of it, and for those that are really around this sport and have an understanding of it. Well, now Cincinnati's got almost a full game's worth of film on Tom Savage. So it doesn't get easier for Tom Savage. It actually gets harder for Tom Savage, and it gets easier for the opposing defenses.
Exactly right.
They will have an opportunity to game plan for Tom Savage, and in turn, we'll see how Tom Savage, Bill O'Brien, and company adjust. That's what intrigues me.
Yep.
And you're right. There's a chance here that they could fall, but still, you know, Cincinnati's so inconsistent.
Yeah, they are.
And to kind of wrap up the playoff picture here, Bob, as we get up against it and have to get out of here for hour number one. Kansas City and Miami are the two wild card teams, with the Ravens perhaps in the hunt, although I think their most likely path is the AFC North. Titans most likely path AFC South, but they could squeeze in as a wild card. And the Broncos really on the outside looking in. That's a wrap.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
I'm wrapping up hour number one, Bob. We got to step aside here, and then we'll come back at you with hour two, the Spano and Black Attack, right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Can't live in fear all the time. You just kind of have to live your life and keep going with it.
That Kentucky woman visiting New York City, which like other U.S. cities, is tightening security, especially at Christmas attractions, after at least 12 people were killed and dozens hurt at a holiday market in Berlin, Germany last night. ISIS says the man driving the semi-truck that plowed into the crowd is a soldier. He's reportedly a Pakistani refugee who entered Germany early this year. Back in New York, a terrorist bomber who struck Manhattan's Chelsea section is going to be in court today. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
Ahmad Khan Rahimi is being arraigned on charges he tried to kill Linden police officers during his capture back in September. Rahimi has pleaded not guilty to the Chelsea bombing that injured more than 30 people. He's also charged with setting off a pipe bomb in Seaside Park and planting another device that failed to detonate.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
China's returned that U.S. drone that was taken from international waters last week. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The Pentagon confirms that China has returned the research drone to a U.S. Navy destroyer. The drone had finished a routine ocean survey route and was returning to a Navy survey ship when a Chinese ship grabbed it last Thursday. Now, the incident occurred in international waters in the South China Sea. The U.S. said seizing the drone was inconsistent with international law and standards of professional conduct between navies at sea.
Authorities in Little Rock, Arkansas, upping the reward for information leading to an arrest in the shooting death of a 3-year-old boy involved in an apparent case of road rage. The FBI and local police now offering $40,000 for help solving the Saturday deadly shooting of Asen King. The little boy was out shopping with his grandmother when a traffic altercation led a motorist to open fire, hitting the little boy in the back seat of the car. We're powered by WesternJournalism.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is going to welcome one of its most diverse classes this year, as today the museum has announced the 2017 class of inductees includes Tupac Shakur, Yes, Pearl Jam, Journey, the Electric Light Orchestra, and Joan Baez. The induction ceremony will take place in New York on April 7th. New Jersey's Republican governor and former presidential hopeful Chris Christie's book deal is dead after a rare revolt by lawmakers in the Garden State. Sarah Lee Kessler has details.
Legislators from both parties killed a controversial bill yesterday that would have allowed sitting governor Christie to cash in on a book deal while giving big raises to his cabinet, legislative aides, and judges. They also rejected the governor's so-called revenge bill that would have allowed towns to publish notices online instead of in newspapers. The defeats widely viewed as just another sign of Christie's diminishing clout. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
And a new study says regularly taking certain over-the-counter pain relievers might damage your hearing. Researchers at Harvard studied more than 54,000 women aged 48 to 73, finding that women who took pain meds like ibuprofen or naproxen for 6 years were 10% more likely to have hearing loss. Ibuprofen's in Advil, naproxen is in Aleve. We're available online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
I think that's pretty accurate, don't you?
I do.
How much damage could we do to the environment, the two of us? Considering the toxins inside both of our bodies.
It's a question that we probably can't answer over the 3 minutes of that open. We will explore it further, as it looks like we may have a little time in this hour number two of the Spano and Black Attack. And, you know, it's going to be a mixed bag. We're going to finish up the NFL. We've obviously got to hit the NFC side of the playoff picture, and I'll let you double back very quickly on the wild card aspect of the AFC playoff picture. And then we'll roll into some of the early week news. And then from there, college football. The one main story for us is players entering the NFL draft deciding to forego their team's bowl game. So we'll get into that discussion. If we can connect with Jarvis Greer, we'll try and get him at some point in hour number two to discuss the Boca Raton Bowl, as we think it's going to be a pretty entertaining matchup. And if we can't get Jarvis, me and you will pick it apart ourselves for a few minutes at the back end of the show as time permits, Bob.
No question about it. And, you know, look, there's plenty to talk about. And, again, you touched on it. One of the major topics all of a sudden has become star players who are projected to be high draft picks not participating in bowl games. And is this going to be a trend or an aberration? And we're going to dive into it.
Absolutely right, Bob. Very quickly, run down the many ways that you could take Sports Byline on the go with you via your devices, starting with our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's the Listen Live link and the wealth of archived interviews on our homepage. You also have the great apps, which have on-demand content. They're downloadable any device. They have live channels. And most importantly for us, the American Forces Radio Network around the world. But next up, Bob, we're going to finish up looking at the playoff picture in the NFL. Quick look back at the AFC side, and then we'll roll into the NFC side. That's next, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You suppose these gentlemen will be available to discuss business before long?
I don't know. I thought we did that for the last hour. But, hey, Joe, we could be wrong. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, sending Roberto out on the West Coast. Stroke at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and, of course, at Sports Byline USA as we rejoin the conversation.
Well said, Bob. Hope the stroke is not permanent. Sounds like you're okay. You have quickly recovered. Let's dive back into the AFC playoff picture. We kind of pushed our way and rushed through the back end. And it looks like the wild card right now, Kansas City at 10-4, Dolphins at 9-5, with both with the Ravens, the Titans, and the Broncos all lurking. I don't like the Broncos' chances. Offensively, they're anemic. While their defense is very, very good, it's not quite on the level that it was in 2016. They don't have tiebreaker advantages against other teams in the wild card picture, particularly the Tennessee Titans, if the Titans can't win the AFC South. So I'm of the mindset that the Broncos are on the outside looking in. The Ravens probably is as well, in that if they lose to the Steelers, they're probably behind the eight ball. I think it's going to end up being the Chiefs and the Dolphins.
So do I.
Because if the Titans end up losing to the Texans, they'll probably be on the outside looking into. These teams are in the hunt. But if you look at the two teams of the three that are at the top of the hunt, if they take care of their business, they're going to win their divisions anyway. And I don't see the Broncos catching either the Chiefs or the Dolphins.
Yeah, I think that's fair all the way around. You know, two things in there. Should Denver not make it, it'll be interesting. It'll be the first time since the Super Bowl era started that neither Super Bowl participant made the playoffs in the National Football League. That's one.
Somebody's doing their homework during the break.
And number two, no, actually yesterday. But and number two, you know, the one thing with the Dolphins is Rex could wreck it by romping and a stomping and a coming into town to try to save his job in the last glimpse of the season, as he usually tries, if another thing goes right for a couple of the teams involved
too little,
that we were just talking
too
about.
Late.
Well, yeah, but
may have set the apple cart for the Miami Dolphins, but I don't think he's saving his bacon.
You know something? No, you know, I hate to say it. It's Miami and the Jets. Well, if he finishes out at 9-7, how do you get rid of him?
Easily. I think he's gone. I personally don't think he can do anything to save his job. You know, that's my mindset. I think they've already made up their mind. They're going to give Doug Whaley, the GM, who originally a lot of the talk was they're tied at the hip. I don't believe that they are. I think Doug Whaley gets a chance to pick one more coach, and I think Rex is as good as gone. What he's done with that defense has been incredibly underwhelming, you know, being a great defensive mind. And I just generally, the team is undisciplined. It's all the things Rex does wrong and not enough of the things Rex does right. So I think he's gone. I don't think he ever sees a whisper at a head coaching job again, and I don't know where his career goes from here.
Well, yeah, I'll agree with you there. If he goes, I don't think he gets a head coaching job again. But if he finishes at 9-7, I'm not so sure they blow him out. I really am.
I'm in my mind, he's gone regardless. Could finish at 9-7, could upset the Dolphins' season. The Jets' season's already about as lost as you can get, so... You know, we'll take it for what it is. But that's a look at the AFC playoff picture. On the NFC side, with Dallas taking care of their business on Sunday night against Tampa Bay, it looks like they pretty well got that number one seed locked up. They'd have to lose out, have the Giants win the NFC East to have any chance of losing that number one seed. They got their playoff berth locked up.
Right.
And a game in many ways, I was impressed with what the Cowboys did because I did not expect them to win that game. That Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense had been the NFL's best over the last 5 weeks coming into that matchup. And Dallas had struggled mightily on offense, both in the Giant loss and their win against the Vikings. They stepped up in a major way, and really, outside of two drives in the third quarter, they dominated this football game. And let's give them some credit. Those two drives in the third quarter changed the complexion of the game and gave the Buccaneers the lead. Cowboys never got nervous. Those two young leaders of that offense, pair of rookies, they're as confident as could be. They turned around. They put up the last 9 points on offense. Their defense stepped up, bowed their neck in a major way. And the Cowboys find a way to make sure that they took, I would have to say, complete control of the number one seed in the NFC.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Joe. My takeaways out of that game, and I talked about it yesterday. First, I was amazingly impressed with the bounce back of Dak Prescott after the Giant game and his performance that he put on against, as you said, one of the better, if not the best, defense playing right now in the National Football League. That was number one. Number two, and this goes back to what I've been saying all along, and I do believe that Jameis is a National Football League quarterback. I think he can start and give you wins on any football team. I also am not sure he's ever going to evolve into an elite quarterback, which when you are drafted number one overall, they expect you to be. Because when the pressure's on, when you are a young quarterback and you saw the decision-making process in that game, Joe, against what is not a very good defense. I mean, it's better, but it's still not a very good defense. He turns the ball over. He is best when he is able to improvise, when he's on the move, when the offense is conducted that way, where they can roll him out of the pocket, make things happen with the legs. That's when he's at his best, when he has to just flat out drop back and read complex defenses and throw into those defenses. It's when he turns the ball over, and that's what I saw in that game Sunday night. I was so impressed with Prescott. Not that I was unimpressed with Jameis, but it was a 2-touchdown, 3-interception performance, and it's basically what I expect out of him throughout his career.
Okay. I'm not going to argue there. You know, again, I'm more optimistic and much more bullish on Jameis Winston was coming in than you are. That doesn't change. I think there'll be continued growth and evolution. Time will tell.
Yes, it will.
Number two seed, Seattle Seahawks.
What the hell are they about?
Yeah, well, we don't know. I think they end up as the number two seed, but as you said, what the hell are they about? Their defense is not as good as it's been in years past. Still very good, not as good as it's in years past. Offense, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down.
I know her.
You know, I don't know what to make of them, and it'll be interesting as we try and figure it out in the postseason. The Falcons are at number three at 9-5. Impressive win and an expected win over an overmatched San Francisco 49er group. The Lions drop all the way to four with their loss to the Giants. And it gets interesting for Detroit. They could conceivably, and it's all about their matchup with Green Bay, everybody take care of their business, get to week 17 against each other. Green Bay wins that game as red hot as they are. Lions go from, at one point, the two seed in the NFC to outside looking in, possibly, as far as the NFC playoffs, Bob.
Yep, that's a distinct possibility. And, you know, it was interesting. I kept a close eye on that game with the Giants. And Stafford, to his credit, did not appear to be affected by the hand. I mean, I'm sure it hurts like hell. I'm sure he's dealing with things. But I was impressed with the way he gutted it out. The throws did not seem off. It was more the Giants' defense stepping up and making plays than Matthew Stafford appearing to be affected by that hand. But I'm sure he is to some degree.
I think that's a fair assessment. Again, you know, you mentioned the Giants. They're going to be the five seed. I'd be hard-pressed to see how they're not the five seed in the NFC. They're not going to catch the Cowboys because Cowboys aren't going to lose two straight.
Right.
So that said, and the sixth seed, Green Bay Packers right now. They could move up to the four seed very, very easily. I think there's a chance. It looks like the Packers are kind of moving in one direction, and right now the Lions are moving in the other. That Week 17 matchup will be real interesting. And you got the Buccaneers and the Redskins in the hunt. They'll both need some help, especially the Washington Redskins, Bob. And that's the look at the NFC playoff picture. NFL early week news next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it's at.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
That sounds crazy enough to work.
Well, it does, doesn't it? Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Joe, headlines around the National Football League. We talked about Cam a little bit. We talked about what's going on down in Texas. But I think expanding that is probably a little bit in order in that, you know, Tom Savage taking over. And let's see how it plays out because, as you said, you're paying Brock Osweiler one salary, you're paying Savage another, and regardless of what happens in the playoffs or if they get to the playoffs, I think it's a wide-open competition between the two quarterbacks next year.
And you know what they say, Bob? When you have two, you have none, because what happens, whichever quarterback is out there, they play tight. They play not. They don't necessarily play to win. They play not to lose. They play not to make mistakes. And guess what happens? Every time I make one, I peek over my – that's me peeking over my shoulder – wonder if they're sending in the other guy or starting to warm him up.
Yep.
So, you know, and it's going to, and for two reasons, I don't think it's going to be easy for Tom Savage to just, you know, unequivocally earn that job. Number one, as we've both talked about, one guy is a $16 million investment. One guy is a $1 million investment. Number two, did you see anything? And again, Savage didn't make any mistakes, and he engineered drives, most of them that ended in field goals. Did you see anything out of Tom Savage? There's no knock on Tom Savage; came in cold,
right?
You know, doesn't get reps during the week. I get all that stuff. Did you see anything that made you say, "Wow, we've got to give him this job"? No looking back. I didn't.
No.
What I saw was a guy who, okay. He came in, and he's just not as putrid as Osweiler, didn't make any mistakes, engineered a few drives that ended in field goals, finally got him in the end zone to win the game, and played solid football, you know, again, against the defense that hadn't prepared for him. There's now a lot more Tom Savage on film, and he's going to spend a week, and his opponent this week is going to be a talented, albeit disappointing, defense, with an opportunity game plan for him. So if he doesn't grow and build upon the week 15 success in week 16, the controversy starts already going into the playoffs. And certainly, as you said, it escalates going forward in training camp and beyond in 2017.
Well, you know, there's a couple things there, Joe, and I think it's accurate to say more film on Tom Savage, but I think the very first thing that you said right then was the most important thing. He didn't make any mistakes. And Brock Osweiler makes mistakes all over the field. That's the difference right now between the two quarterbacks. I think they're probably comparable in talent. They both have big arms. I think Savage's is probably a little bit bigger. You know, he don't forget, he was playing at Pitt, ended up a Blue Hen at Delaware. And, you know, it you look, and he's one of those guys that fits the bill. He looks the part. I liked him coming out of college. I like his arm. But again, you know, look at how many quarterbacks they've had over the last few years. He had an opportunity to win the job too, and he never did. So how much does that speak to his ability? They're going to find out a couple of things in the last couple of weeks. I mean, sometimes that sitting on the bench and absorbing rather than playing pays off for quarterbacks. And how hard he's been studying in the film room and what effort he's been making to get himself ready for this moment. Sometimes quarterbacks do seize the moment. Sometimes they don't. We'll see how it plays out in the next couple of weeks. But he's going to be there for the duration of the season unless he gets hurt. And Bill O'Brien, he's playing Riverboat Gambler right at the most key moment of the season.
They just couldn't stay with Osweiler anymore. He was awful. I like the Savage big arm. Don't be surprised if it takes him a while to develop, however. You know, and he's a guy who was in college a long time, didn't get a lot of reps.
Yeah.
He was the starter for much of the year at Rutgers, going all the way back to 2009.
Right. I misspoke there, Rutgers.
You got him in kind of the Flacco story mixed up, but don't worry about it. And then 2010, he had 83 attempts at Rutgers. He didn't play again on the major college level until 2013, and he had the big year at Pittsburgh under Paul Chryst. 61% completion percentage, almost 3,000 yards, 21 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. So here's a guy who basically has started, I don't know, 24, 25 games at most in college. I don't know how smooth this is going to be. I like the talent, but I think there's some major challenges here. But again, at the same time, we understand, number one, why it took so long to bench Osweiler. We've already talked about the 16 million reasons why. The other part is, you know, you said he's playing Riverboat Gambler. I don't know off of that putrid first half and the production of this offense the entire year and the production of Osweiler, who's been perhaps outside of Ryan Fitzpatrick, the very worst starter in the National Football League at the quarterback position this year. I don't know if they had any choice, Bob.
No, you know.
What else could you do?
No, absolutely. But I'll tell you what, the reason why I put Osweiler worse is because of the fact he had one of the great offensive minds in football coaching him. And he didn't respond to it.
Gengeli's not a great offensive mind?
Not as compared to Bill O'Brien, I don't think.
I won't argue with you there.
you're
not going to get much of an argument from me there. I'm okay with that one.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, the reality is that he didn't respond and he actually regressed. So O'Brien was on the spot. He had to make the choice. He saw the season slipping away. And, you know, look, we talk about this all the time. Once you're in, you're in. Anything could happen. Do I anticipate the Houston Texans making a deep run? Hell no. But you never know. You got to be in the tournament to see how it plays out. So he wants to get there. And I understand why he made the decision. And we talked about, you talked about the lack of snaps, lack of ability to play in games as far as even his collegiate career. Well, you know, maybe that benefit of sitting on the bench for these couple of years that he's been in the league will play out to his benefit because he's been able to sit and learn and let the game come to him as opposed to him trying to come to the game. And maybe that pays off for them. He didn't make great plays, but he certainly made some really good passes, and he didn't look overwhelmed, and he didn't make mistakes.
We're going to find out, Bob. I think it's going to be interesting. I certainly don't think this quarterback situation and this quarterback controversy is over. I think it's far from it. It is just the first of many chapters.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
Anything else you really want to explore in this segment as far as news around the NFL? Anything from the fight in the Broncos locker room, which to me, in many ways, much ado about nothing. This is the classic frustrated defense, frustrated at an offense that it's had to carry all year. And when somebody was asked to speak up in a post-game meeting, it was a member of the offense who hasn't played well who decided to speak up, and he got shouted down by his defensive teammates in that locker room. So I don't think there's a lot to it, the normal emotion of football teams, but that is becoming a fractured locker room in Denver, and it's very likely they won't get a chance in the postseason to defend their Super Bowl crown.
And I think that's where it comes from, Joe. I think that's very well put on your part. Look, as I was saying, two Super Bowl participants more than likely aren't going to make the playoffs. That's a proud locker room in Denver. And, you know, you go from wearing a ring to being on the outside looking in. That's frustrating all the way around. And there's no illusions about it. They don't have a quarterback, at least as of right now. They have a guy that's going to be a career backup in the league and a question mark backing him up. I'll tell you one thing, though. With all the discussion we've had about Brock Osweiler, how smart does John Elway look right now in not matching the Houston offer?
looks brilliant. He's not being saddled with maybe the worst contract in the history of NFL free agency, and some would argue that that's the very large Albert Haynesworth. But
yeah, well,
right now I think Osweiler's got him beat. But
it's certainly a neck and neck competition, isn't it?
Absolutely. That said, and you're right about Trevor Siemian. He is going to play in this league for 10 to 12 years, but he is better suited as your backup. I don't know that he's necessarily been the problem with this offense this year, the fact that they haven't run the ball at all. You know, this is the kind of quarterback, if you hand him everything right, maybe he can be productive. You know, maybe the offense can be productive. They haven't handed him everything right. Offensive line has been banged up and hasn't been good, and they don't run the football. That's asking a lot of Trevor Siemian based on his level of talent. Paxton Lynch is going to have to grow and evolve and become that difference-making quarterback if this offense is going to grow beyond where it is and be an equal partner for this defense. If not, there'll be some lean times in Denver for a while. There still may be some lean times going forward as salary cap issues are coming.
Yep.
And that defense may not be nearly as strong going forward as it has been and even is right now, as an awful lot of guys may be defecting.
Well, you know, and it's, you know, to backtrack here for a second as we get up against the break, you know, you'll see that in Denver, but you're also seeing a certain degree of attrition with Seattle as well. You think about how long they've been on top of the mountain and being a perennial Super Bowl contender, you're starting to see that wear and tear too, and it's showing in their performance.
No question. And with Seattle, remember I talked about this a while back. Seattle and San Francisco had a big edge because they were getting all-pro caliber play out of the quarterback position or something approaching it for under $1 million a year. When I had to go pay those guys, both of those teams suffered major attrition with their defenses. We'll pick it up right there and then roll into some college football news on the other side. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now just get it through your heads that the pressure's on. For you, I just wouldn't give a nickel.
Well, I've done some pretty good things with the tip of my finger, but I can't talk about them on the air. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast, and we're just having some fun bouncing it around today. A lot of things we've been covering, Joe.
We sure have, Bob. Any final thoughts, any other NFL news and stories worthy of your attention before we roll to the college game where we discuss what I think is a burgeoning story here, and it's the myriad of players who have declared for the NFL draft foregoing their participation in their team's bowl game in an effort to get ready for the NFL draft. That's kind of the final story that we're going to tackle the rest of the way. If you want to get to some NFL news first before we move along to that, I'll be happy to go in any direction you want. If not, I'm ready to tackle that story.
No, I'm good with that, and I think that's where we should dive.
All right, that's exactly where we're going. Again, Leonard Fournette doing it, Christian McCaffrey doing it, Miles Jack not doing it. And what I mean by it is foregoing his final collegiate football game, a bowl game, with his teammates to prepare for the NFL draft. First of all, as it relates to Fournette, coming off the ankle injury, you know, I don't know if he'd be 100% or not. It really doesn't matter. We've talked about it many, many times. What is college, whether you're a football major, a theater major, a history major, an education major, a business and finance major, a medical student, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is ultimately a place you go in preparation for and to put yourself in a position to earn a living. Well, if you're Leonard Fournette and you've played a couple of years of college football and you are now draft eligible, or eligible as we prefer to say, yeah, if you are draft eligible and you have put yourself in a position where you're going to likely be drafted in the top 10, if not the top 5 in the NFL draft, and playing in this college football bowl game can do nothing to improve your stock. All it can do is perhaps put you in a position to get injured and hurt your draft stock. What's the benefit of playing? Again, I get it, camaraderie, teammates, swag bag at a bowl game, all cool. Here's the realities. LSU going to the Citrus Bowl, to them, it's about college football playoffs or bust. Even at this point, a non-college football playoff appearance in the Sugar Bowl is something of a disappointment for LSU fans, the alumni, the coaching staff, and the players. So how many times have we seen these teams go to bowl games like this, and as an organization, they lay an egg? So Fournette has nothing to gain by playing in the Citrus Bowl, everything to lose. Go get ready for the NFL draft, get drafted in the top 5 or top 10, and count your money. I have no problem with it. I have no problem with Christian McCaffrey coming off what ended up being a disappointing year in Stanford. I mean, they rebounded after an awful start. But at this point in things, if you're the Stanford Cardinal, are you excited about going to El Paso for the Sun Bowl? It's a friggin' Sun Bowl. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's one of the bowls that I usually watch. They usually put together a compelling matchup. It's about the only thing they do all year in El Paso worth talking about. No offense to El Paso, but It is what it is. But if you think the Stanford Cardinal and Dave, and, you know, apologies to David Shaw, but the administration there and the entire staff, and more specifically, these players, do you think they're geared up for the Sun Bowl? Chances are pretty good as a group they don't show up and they're flat as a board. So this idea that McCaffrey's, he's missing this last chance, and how are NFL GMs and talent evaluators going to look at it? Are they quitting on their team? They're quitting on their team, teams that are pretty likely to actually quit on themselves. If you've watched major programs go to disappointing or anticlimactic bowl games, we've all seen them mail it in over the years more times than we've seen them show up. It's one of the ways to make great money betting bowl games, knowing who's going to show up and who's not. And that said, how can you tell Christian McCaffrey, who's probably going to be a second-round draft pick, I've heard late first to early third.
That sounds about right.
You know, anywhere in that range, depending on how he works out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How can you blame him for foregoing, you know, the bowl game that I really believe most of his teammates don't care about, and somebody will bring him a swag bag from El Paso, and truth be told, he's going to get drafted early enough in the NFL draft, he can afford his own. And it's not as though this is coming from, you know, when you look at the McCaffrey situation, it's not as though his informed decision is coming from a bunch of, you know, hangers-on and uncles. You know, this is not Andre renting out the ESPN zone and having a party and, oops, I'm getting drafted in the second round, and boy, I don't know how I'm going to pay this money, but I'll figure it out. You know, his dad, Stanford graduate, decade-long NFL pro, works for the Broncos as a color analyst on their radio network. Don't need money. Mom's with dad. Mom, Stanford graduate, well-educated. Ed McCaffrey's friends, amongst them is one John Elway. John, what do you think about him skipping the bowl game, et cetera, et cetera? So when you look at the McCaffrey decision, that maybe should be the model of what a lot of other guys decide to do if they're about exclusively preserving their draft stock, because you can be confident that McCaffrey's decision wasn't motivated by mom and dad's need for a buck, a bunch of uncles and various hangers-on. It was motivated by what's best for Christian.
And it was well thought out.
Right. It was well thought out, well fleshed out, and well researched, not motivated by greed by those around him.
No, and this is one of those scenarios, Joe, that, look, the shelf life on professional athletes in general, but specifically professional football players, is limited at best. And you have a short time to make your money. If you handle your money right, you should never have to work for the rest of your life. However, let's be clear about this. If they were playing in the Peach Bowl, we would be having a different conversation. They're playing in the Sun Bowl. They're playing in the Citrus Bowl. You know, I have two words for
that. That's a great point right there, and I'm going to hold you up and let you. That's the most important. If you're playing in a college football playoff game, or one that, or even the Rose Bowl for Stanford, if it were in a college football playoff game, I get it. Yeah. That's important. That you're going to stay for. Beyond that, when you go to these anticlimactic bowls that are mail-in efforts for their teams, well, now you understand that the risk versus the reward makes it all make sense.
And I'll throw two words at you out there. Willis McGahee. Look what that did to him. Now, he ended up having a very good
career. I got another one for you, because Willis McGahee's an old reference that a lot of people may not remember. I got a better one for you. Jalen Smith, last year's Fiesta Bowl against Ohio State, went from first-round draft pick to second-round draft pick, probably cost himself around $16 million of guaranteed money.
And fortunate that a team was willing to put him on the roster and let him heal that injury. So, you know, again, all these things come into play, which literally takes us full circle to the fact that these guys are commodities. And as you very accurately said, if you're studying to be a librarian, a historian, a doctor, a nurse, these guys are studying to be football players. And I heard all the lame aspects of it in the pro aspect of, oh, you know, it gives them, other guys have been training longer who aren't participating in bowl games. That's a bunch of manure. If you can't get yourself ready for the NFL draft, you're not doing your job correctly. And football is your job. That aspect I'm not buying at all. It's all about injury. It's literally all about injury. If you take that one hit that changes your entire life, and that's exactly what it would do, change your entire life, your entire career trajectory changes to the point where you may not even come close to making the money that you could possibly make in the National Football League. And as you said accurately with McCaffrey, It's not a question of he needs the money. His parents make a good living, all that stuff. They would find a place for him in football somewhere, more than likely. But not what he is looking to do with his career. And if that gets put in jeopardy, then it's his loss and his loss alone. Nobody's going to compensate for the fact his knees get blown out and he can't have a National Football League career. He'll end up with a nice job somewhere, but it won't be an NFL job. And I'll tell you the other aspect of it, Joe. Both McCaffrey and Fournette, I guarantee you, before they made their decision and their announcement, they talked to their teammates first and said, how do you feel about this? Because all the things about camaraderie and, you know, being part of the team, do you guys feel I'm quitting on you? Was it the ultimate decider in their decision? No, absolutely not. But I guarantee you their close friends on the team weighed in on this decision-making process and said, hey, do what you got to do, buddy. You know, you're being projected in the top 10 in the case of Fournette, or at the back end of the first round or second round in McCaffrey. You have to protect the asset that is your body, and they're going about doing it. It's if they establish a precedent, unfortunately, some of these bowl games that are minor bowl games are going to suffer a little bit, but they're already suffering under the bowl process as constituted, where the people in the general area, if you're in El Paso, you're excited about it, and if you belong to the university, maybe you're excited about it, but few other people are excited about it.
Except for the greedy people that run the bowls that make the money.
Yeah.
And there you go. And it's just the way it is, Bob. I mean, there's really not a whole lot more I can say about this, except, and it was funny, you mentioned about the fact that, well, they talked to their teammates. And hey, even if their teammates had a problem with it, I got to go get, we're at this point now, I have to go get mine. It's just the way it is. But you're probably right. Teammates understand. Hey, my day's going to come when I'm going to go make money too. And maybe at that point, I'm going to forego a bowl game. Maybe next year it's Malachi Dupree or one of the other wide receivers or offensive linemen. It's just the way it is. And I've read the articles. This is going to become an epidemic. Well, it's not going to become an epidemic, but you're going to see your share. And Miles Jack decided he wanted to play in a Texas Bowl. Good for him. That's fine. I hope he doesn't get hurt. Good for him. But those that choose not to, it's their right. Understand it. Understand what college is and what college football is. As you said, and I think you made a great point here. Joe, they're playing in a Peach Bowl. Well, guess what? It's a playoff game. He's going. If they're playing in the Rose Bowl because of what the Rose Bowl means to Pac-12 teams, he's going. Beyond that, it's anticlimactic for Stanford. He's not going to risk it for an anticlimactic bowl game. And trust me, the Sun Bowl is anticlimactic for Stanford football.
Yeah,
all apologies
exactly
to the
right.
Sun Bowl and what it is. I'm sorry. It is what it is.
Well,
been
know,
around
the other,
a long time. It's a nice bowl.
You know, the other aspect of it, pal, and we've talked about this many times, you know, for guys who are never going to suit up again, this matters. But for guys who are going to play on Sundays, it doesn't matter. And this is also the end result of the exploitation of these players in a billion-dollar industry, in a billion-dollar college industry, who get absolutely no compensation out of it whatsoever. You got to look at your livelihood. You have to look at your commodity. In this case, your commodity is your body. You have to keep it intact.
Well said. And again, it would have opened the door for the discussion on should they be compensated. Thing is, and I'll kind of sum this up real quick. I think both of us agree that these football players should be compensated. Herein lies the problem. It ain't as easy as that.
Right.
And we've had this discussion many times, and maybe on the back end of the show, in the final 2 minutes, me and you will explain to people why it's not as easy as just, well, compensate them. No problem. And that's how we'll end this Tuesday edition of Zispano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. And, you know, Joe, as you said going into the break, we've discussed this many times. These athletes should be paid, but it's easier said than done. Title IX, all the legal aspects of it. Who do you pay? Do you pay stars more? Do you pay the bench warmers equal? It's a pretty complicated dynamic all in all.
Yeah, absolutely, and not something we can discuss right now. But before we get out the door, I want to commend you. You finally returned your overdue library book, huh?
Yes.
After over 120 years, Bob yes. Black has recovered something that he never knew was missing in the first place. Actually, I'm kidding.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a great story from England. The Hereford Cathedral School, which is somewhere between Wales and England, had a book missing that was taken out over 120 years ago
by a guy named Bob Black?
No, actually. It's just I knew you were old enough to be around at that point. It was taken out by Professor A.E. Boycott, FRS, Fellow of the Royal Society. And one of his heirs was going through some stuff, and they found the book, the very exciting The Microscope and Its Revelations. A Victoria-era tome of more than 700 pages. So she took it, sent it back to the headmaster, and along with a note, and now the school has its book back.
Oh, okay.
It was only overdue by 120 years, which meant that the at 10 cents a day, I think the fines would have been somewhere in the area of $10,000. Overdue book fines. Aren't they still 10 cents a day in most schools and most libraries?
I have no idea, but I'll tell you what, though. They should be put immediately into a glass case.
I just thought this was a great story. I saw this morning, and I was going to wedge it in here like a shoe with a shoehorn, like I just did. But on that note, we out of here. A lot of fun. We thank Robert for pushing some of the right buttons. Well, some of the time, and we thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow, we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.
Night moves.